Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Right, hey, who wants pizza?
I do.
Back live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, we continue with Chicago Pizza Tours. This is something, you know, Mike Jacobson is the producer of the program, is a, he's wound tightly. And he's very driven.
I didn't think you were
you think?
Yeah.
And he's driven and he's focused.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I've actually never seen him care more about any segment than this pizza tour segment.
He likes it.
If he brought it up once, he brought it up 47 times. Jake, from where do you come with your passion on pizza tour? You've taken the pizza tour, I'm told.
I've taken the pizza tour. It was great. I had my girlfriend's parents in town from Milwaukee, so they're not familiar with the Chicago area and their pizza. Now, is that a sneeze, or what was that?
No, it's just Sandberg's throwing pizza.
And it was cool. And
she's
I
taking
actually,
pictures.
And I've lived in Chicagoland area my whole life, and I actually learned a lot about the city by going on this tour, so I thought it was really cool.
The Chicago Pizza Tour started in 2009, and joining us in studio, the annoyingly named John and Jonathan.
Good morning.
You guys co-founders of this, or how does this work?
Thanks for having us, first of all. But I founded the Chicago Pizza Tours with my wife back
this in
This
is John, by the way. Say hi to John.
Hey, John.
Hi, John. It's John. This is Jonathan here.
Yeah, I'm the other one. I'm
hi,
Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Yeah.
Nice.
And what does your wife do when she's not co-founding things with you?
She's got one of those day-to-day jobs, boring 9-to-5, scour the internet and make sure her websites are good.
So, oh, good. Yeah. Good, good, good.
So she let me have the fun job, basically.
All right. So you come to this with a love of pizza. That part's easy. But what made you think pizza tour?
Well, it's one of those foods that, you know, it's meant to be shared with groups of people.
So you say.
Exactly. A lot of people don't like to share, right? No, but I just thought it would be an incredible way to see the city, to basically get people that like to stay in, when they come to Chicago, they stay in that downtown area. And we wanted to make it bus driven so that we could get them out of that downtown area and into the neighborhoods, off the beaten path a little bit. And they can see Chicago through the eyes of pizza. It's something that's very ingrained in our culture here. You know, you talk to locals and you might find out where they live by them telling you what church they go to and what pizza they get on Thursday night. So
that's a good point.
Yeah.
And Jonathan, where do you come into this?
Well, like any a good former theater major, I was a bartender, as a bartender at one of the pizzerias that John used to come into with the tour, and I've always been kind of a little bit of a nerd in terms of Chicago history, so I knew a little bit about the neighborhood and the building, and when John expanded, he asked if I would want to come work for him, and I said sure, and I started off as a driver, and then worked my way up to guide, and now I'm basically... I don't know if this is going to sound arrogant, but lead guide and
you're the guy that knows the route and sells the
right.
Story.
I mean, I do a lot of the research with John now, a lot of the writing, and then we co-founded the Prohibition Tour together. So,
yeah. As people go on the tour, give me a couple of your favorite things that you learned that you now teach
about the pizza Chicago or in
pizza
general,
or Chicago or both.
Okay.
In other words, I'm on the bus. What are you telling me?
Sure. Well, I mean, we're telling you a lot of stuff that. You know, Chicago's famous for, but hopefully I'm giving you some things that even as a Chicagoan you don't know, you aren't aware of.
Yeah.
You know, so obviously we talk about the neighborhoods, the architecture, the lake, river, all that kind of stuff, gangster story or two. But, you know, one of my favorite things to talk about is I don't think people understand how integral the Malnati family is to pizza in Chicago.
So that's not just one great chain.
Who knows? Due's, Lou Malnati's, and Paisano's, all the Malnati family.
Is that right?
And people don't realize that. And that's awesome to kind of tell.
Is that why when the five families sit down for a meeting?
Oh, it's very much like that, too.
Yeah. Those families aren't sitting down anytime soon.
No.
No. Not that we can witness, not that we can
right.
see anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
I eat pizza probably twice a week or so. Love Chicago. I mean, to me, there's no other pizza.
By the way, look at Sandberg. You've ever seen her happier?
No. I know, right? Right? Yeah. How about it?
It's like pizza. I'm eating all the corners off the pizzas.
Yeah.
Yeah, she eats all the corners off the pizza.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It takes the crust.
Supposed
the best
to be
part.
Producing the show. She's going through and pulling corners off the pizza.
That's
the noise you heard before. All right, so I have this argument all the time with my friends from New York and New Jersey. To me, there is absolutely no comparison. Chicago has the best pizza.
I agree.
In the country. You've judged many
sure.
contests.
Well, actually, John has.
Okay. Yeah. John, you've judged many contests. What are you? Are you looking at the sauce? Are you looking at the crust? I mean, what stands out? I know what makes our pizza. pizza the best, because it is. But from a judging standpoint, what makes our pizza taste so great?
You know, when you're judging it, you want to look at everything. You got to take everything into account. I know that sounds cheesy, but no pun intended there. But yeah, you start with the dough. You know, you're analyzing that crust. You want to see what kind of crust structure is in there. If there's some sourness to it, if that maybe opens up the nasal passages, for you once you start eating it. You want to know if the sauce is a sweet sauce or maybe a spicy sauce, and how does that play? Is it a salty cheese? You know, and what type of toppings are on there? Are they a high quality topping, or are they just using regular commercial grade pork or something like that? Some of the pizzas that we brought in here today, like Coal Fire, they work with Schlegel Farms, and you know their sauce, like the vodka meatball pizza that I brought in here. It's
vodka meatball.
It's a grass fed beef, mixed with veal as well. So
this is the freshest ingredients.
It really, you know, I know that sounds like everybody's going to say that, but it really
people
is.
Don't say that about pizza that often. So if you're going to go to that effort for pizza, that's a big deal.
I guess that's a good point.
Well, yeah. I mean, the basic thing is don't overcomplicate it. Use fresh, go simple. Don't reinvent the wheel. Right. I mean, keep it fresh, keep it simple, and hopefully it's going to be good.
And make sure your technique is right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So when you hit the bus and you go off on these tours, you're meeting people that are not just from around the country. It sounds like a lot of locals are doing this, too.
Yeah, it's about 60 to 40 tourists to locals. So we get a lot of locals. Yeah.
Chicagoans are passionate about their pizza. I remember in the first year that I started this, when I used to run all the tours, I almost had these groups of people coming from Chicago that were coming out of spite because they just wanted to tell me about their place. And I had so many guys that were on the tour, you know, and it's a typical guy named, say maybe Bob, in his late 50s, and he would sit there and goes, "This was my idea 27 years ago." I had so many of those.
Well, I'm
so
sorry, Bob, but we actually took it to the next level. How many places do you stop on the tour?
In a given tour, it's four, but we work with currently about 13 places. We're expanding that to about around 18. So we're actually in the middle of totally restructuring the way the tour, the way you purchase the tour. We're going to be doing different days. We'll have set routes with different places. So basically, we're gearing it for return customers who have been to some of the places that we've gone to on the regular tour, and now we want to say, all right, you want to come back? Here's four more places you haven't been to, and we're gonna. We're going to open the door for you.
And John, how do you deal with changing palates? Like, there's nobody on this show like this, but let's say there's a guy that loves kale and eats well.
Why are you looking at me, Steve? No.
Well, and one of the things too about, like, you know, when we do these tours, all four of the stops on there are going to be completely different from each other. You may hit two places that are deep dish, two places that are thin crust, but none of them will taste the same. So we do take,
and they probably all have their own specialties, right?
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah. So we tell people, you know, we take their suggestions for what they'd like. So if you'd like to put kale on your ticket purchase
and ruin it,
see,
and ruin it.
And we feel like that's really just giving the customer illusion that they're having a choice in their toppings. We still kind of go with the house specialties and kind of steer them towards, you know, what we feel is going to make it for a sensible.
You know, Dave, if you have enough sausage, you can kill the taste of that kale.
Probably so. It's probably true. So.
I like I love the Malnati's and the Uno and the Do It, but I was saying to Jonathan before, I love that Flo and Santos go there all the time, Coal Fire, some of the places, Peace, that you wouldn't normally see. Yeah. You get to try those too, which are phenomenal.
I feel like, you know, everybody that comes here and stays at a hotel down here, you know, they can go to Gino's East or Giordano's and all that. And that's a great, hey, we went to Chicago and we got some deep dish pizza. But if you want a real Chicago pizza experience, we're going to get you out of this area.
Yeah, we got to get you into the neighborhoods.
Bring you where people live, where Chicagoans call home.
Sandberg is the only food she apparently eats is pizza.
Yep.
Your thought?
I just was eating the corners off the Flo and Santos. And Dave, there is a Polish, so there's sauerkraut on it, so it's healthy.
Yeah, super healthy.
Flo and Santos is a Polish wife and an Italian husband?
Well, it's actually it's the grandparents. That's what it's named after. The owner's grandparents, Flo from Poland, Santo from Sicily.
Isn't it great? So you can get pierogies
and their Sunday dinners were a mix of Polish and Italian food. Right. So that's what the restaurant is.
Oh, they're so good.
Mm. All right, so we'll come back. You guys will tell us how you can get involved with the tour, what you can do to book your own tour, but also you'll tell us what pizzas you have here. And by the way, on the New York-Chicago thing, I've lived in both places, even though this is home. There is no comparison. New Yorkers will tell you their pizza is great. Their pizza is fine. You can find there, you can find great pizza in New York here and there in different spots, but not on every corner like you can here.
Well, that's the difference between New York and Chicago. And people ask me this question all the time. They're like, "Well, what do you? Where do you stand on this rivalry?" And I say, "You know what? I'm from Chicago, which means I'm nice and I don't care.
Right.
It's just different. A New Yorker's the one that's got a problem with who's better, not us."
And honestly, if you want to fold your pizza, great, but I would have to ask why. back after this on 720 WGN. I just did something I wouldn't try at home. I just wolfed down a piece of pizza during my break.
What kind did you have?
It was the meatball. Is that what I'm looking at here? Oh, let me turn your mic on. Tell me what that was.
Yeah, it looked like it. Looked like you had the meatball one, yeah.
John and Jonathan are here. What is the website, John?
The website is chicagopizzatours.com, and that's for all of our Chicago Pizza Tour information. And then there's prohibitiontours.com as well, and that's for the Prohibition Tour that we do.
I assume they link back and forth?
You can jump back and forth between the two of them, yeah.
How do you decide when you book a tour which one you want if you only go to four? I mean, it makes sense you only go to four.
Right.
It's a lot of pizza.
Right.
But do you put them together thematically or something?
Sorry, it depends on the day that you book for. And it's also, you know, we want to get that good variety. So, on a certain day, you might visit this deep dish that's got a little bit sweeter sauce and this deep dish that's got more of a tangier type sauce, a buttery crust and all that. And then maybe a tavern style mixed in there along with like an off the wall, like a place like Coal Fire or Peace or something like that.
Do the restaurants get it? I mean, are they now at a point after a little while they want to be a part of this?
It took them a few years, right?
Yeah, well, there's definitely places that get it more than others. Let's put it that way. I think everyone we work with now gets it. We've had issues with places in the past that we don't work with anymore. It's a pretty simple sell. Hey, we're going to bring 20 people in. And we're going to order some pizzas. We're going to be here for a half an hour. We're going to leave.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're going to get paid,
buy pizza.
Yeah. They're going to be happy, and they're probably going to come back.
Got me, do you remember about a year or so ago, a gift card to take one of the tours? I did the Prohibition Tour, getting anything for this. This is a great gift.
It is really a great gift.
Do you still do the gifts, gift cards online?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because what a cool idea. And you can pick what tour you want to do. Mm-hmm. It's not your typical, you know, mm-hmm. I just think it's a great gift, and I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Good, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Really is anyone set a record for pizza consumed on a pizza tour?
There was a... John's brother, who is also a guide on the tour, or no, I think it was your cousin. It doesn't matter. Anyway, one of the guides on the tour told me about this German guy once who was on the tour who just kept eating anything that was put in front of him, seconds at every place, to the point where his wife was finally like, you're embarrassing me. That's enough. Please stop. For me, I tend to order a little bit too much. So for me, if you leave my tour and you're still hungry, I haven't done my job.
It's never hurts to have extra pizza. Yeah. How many calories did you figure it out to be for a full tour?
Oh, I don't remember.
None.
It was in the...
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No calories. Can you guys... Do you ever see a difference between the locals who take the tours, the Northsiders and the Southsiders? Can everybody kind of agree on the pizza?
If you're from Chicago, like John said at the beginning, you kind of identify yourself with what pizza and what neighborhood you came from.
Yeah.
So, it's people definitely have their favorites, and they definitely have no problem telling you. I mean, one of the things, especially since doing this job, is, you know, you go somewhere with anyone, they're like, oh, you gotta try our local play. You're gonna let's the best. You're gonna love it.
The Northsiders come in and tell me Marie's Liquors is the best pizza. The Southsiders come in and tell me Vito and Nick's is the best pizza.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I happen to agree with.
Yeah, Vito and Nick's is good.
Is Vito and Nick's on a tour?
No, it's way too far south.
Yeah.
I would love to go down there.
I would love to do like a special event where we maybe go to the south side, like down real deep into the south side and do something like that.
What about special events? Weddings?
Pizza tour weddings?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. We've never done that, but that'd be awesome.
Write it down, John.
All right.
I have a free idea, man.
You get some sort of residual on it.
I would assume bachelorette parties.
Yeah,
we've done that. A lot of first anniversaries, too, to be honest with you. Yeah, a lot of first anniversaries.
Have you had people that have met on tour?
Yes, we did. Do you remember the...
Pizzamatch.com?
the couple that has come back and taken the Prohibition Tour now.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I can't remember their names, but
I can't remember the names either, but a young
love.
Couple, it was like their first date was taking the pizza tour together, and
we
saw him a few years ago at a cafe in the South Loop, and he's like, he said to me, just out of nowhere, are you John? And I'm like, yeah.
That meeting, we were having a meeting and he walked in. Yeah.
And then he came back and took the Prohibition tour the day after his honeymoon or something like that.
Yeah, fun gig. Jake, since you're the guy that was the engine behind this, you have any questions for the boys before we wrap this up?
So I know how long the pizza tour was that my girlfriend Audrey and I went on, but how long is that in comparison to the speakeasy tour?
It's pretty much the same. The Prohibition tour tends to almost go a little bit longer, only because you know, we're walking through each place that we go to and really showing you how it would have operated. But also, it's a drinking tour, and by the end of that, it's a lot harder to wrangle people together.
Bathroom trips.
But it's still only typically about a half an hour longer than the pizza tour.
Okay. Just say it, Steve.
So it's about 2.5 hours?
Two and a half hours?
Is about that? 3.5.
Oh, 3.5. Yeah, sorry.
And was it a problem getting Dave back on the bus on the drinking tour?
We got it over with.
Yeah, no.
That's bad. Again, website?
The website for the Prohibition Tours is prohibitiontours.com, and the website for the Pizza Tours is chicagopizzatours.com.
And let's give credit where it's due. The pizzas you brought in today, you want to run through them real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. I brought you from Flo and Santos, their Flo's Polish, which is kielbasa, applewood smoked bacon, and sauerkraut. And then also we just did a very simple sausage and pepperoni pizza, and they're at 1310 South Wabash.
Okay. Yeah.
I brought in Coal Fire. They get the vodka meatball pizza, the honey soppressed pizza, and then the pepperoni whipped ricotta pizza.
Put anything
pepperoni
on pizza.
Whipped ricotta.
Oh, it's so good.
Wasn't that my name when I danced? Pepperoni whipped ricotta. Pretty sure it was. Gentlemen, you've done fine work here.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Godspeed.
Thanks so much.
And thanks for dropping by.